Want to thank each and every one tonight that has made an effort to come out in the cold and bad weather. I know hinders a lot of folks, and a lot of folks are sick tonight, and a lot of afflictions seem like to be in the land, and everywhere we turn our eyes seem like there's sorrow. And if it's not in your home today, you better be a praying and thanking God, because you don't know what tomorrow holds.
Amen.
Today, the writer said that weeping endure but for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Here, we are born of a woman, he said, a few days and full of trouble. And if you've not had troubles in your life, I don't know how you've escaped.
Amen.
I've had my share of trials and tribulations, but Jesus said in me, you can have peace. And that's where I found my peace, brethren, is in the Lord. That's where I find my strength to move on day by day. As I live in this world below, Brother Greg, I find and I draw my strength from Jesus. For as the hills and the mountains around Jerusalem, so is the Lord around and about His people. Henceforth and forever, God is an never-changing God. He said, I'll be with you in the sixth. I'll not forsake you in the seventh. I'll let no evil come upon you. Why, brethren, when the hour of death comes, God has promised to be there to carry you over on the other side.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the waters be troubled in this life, but in that day, brethren, as the priests, when they stepped their foot into the River of Jordan, they folded back.
Yeah.
They went across the river dry shod. Brother, I don't believe there are going to be any waves across it.
No.
I believe it's going to be peace, Brother John. I believe God sent His Son into this world to die on an old rugged cross. And I believe through His death that He took the sting of death upon Him. And brother, if you've been born again, I declare God's going to make your crossing a little easier. I believe when you die, you're going to see your home as soon as the breath leaves the body and the spirit leaves the body immediately. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If so be that you've been born again.
Right, brother.
All souls of mine, saith the Lord. But the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And except you be born again, you'll die, and never die. There is no end to that, brother. The main thing is to me, be ready to live. I went down to the funeral home, me and my brother, and as we come up the road, Homer is an humble man. A lot of you know Homer.
Yeah.
And he said, I pray, Lord, is there anything between me and you?
That's right.
Yeah. Lord, did you ever pray that prayer? Lord, is there anything? Is there something there, God, that I've missed? Am I deceived tonight? You know, the Bible teaches us, brethren, that we need to study to show ourselves approved.
Yeah. Working unto God.
A workman not to be ashamed of, but rightly dividing the word of truth, to study it. And see whether you be in the faith
that's
or not,
right.
Except
God,
ye
Father,
be reprobate.
God forbid.
We want to be up and about our Father's business this
evening. You're helping God.
We love the old time way, brethren.
Help him, Lord.
I sometimes get homesick for it.
Yeah,
I sometimes get hungry to hear the songs of Zion.
Yeah.
Oh God, lead us not into the place where they brought the children of Israel up out into the land of Babylon. They hung their harps upon the willow.
Lord, help God, we pray.
Oh, brethren, I hope that we'll never hang our harps upon the willow.
Amen.
And the world would declare, sing as one of the songs of Zion.
Amen.
He said, how can we sing the songs of Zion in a strange land? You can't sing the song designed here, brethren, in a strange land. You got to be caught up into the Spirit of the Lord and let Him lead you up. Let Him tune you up. But blow the trumpet at Zion, sound the alarm in that holy mountain, and let the Lord be praised and let everything have breath. Praise ye the Lord tonight. Good and precious is the Lord, greatly to be praised is his name tonight, brethren. And we do well, brethren, to lift up the name of Jesus with all of our strength, with all of our might. Let us lift his name up and say thank you, Jesus, for all that you have already done.
Lord, yes, dear God.
It's not about what he's going to do for you, brother. He's done, if he saved you tonight, he's done more for you than anyone could ever do for you. Because when you was lost, there was none that could have delivered you out of that horrible pit. But as the writer of old cried and said, like a crane did I chatter, like a dove did I mourn. And he picked my feet up out of the bar and the clay and set them on that rock.
Which was Jesus.
He established my goings and put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto his name. Glory and greatly to be praised is he tonight. I love him, Brother Jim. Sometime I get down in the valley and sometime I wonder, Lord, where is your spirit, God? But I know he's nigh.
Amen.
But the Lord, the writer said, I told my brother, and the Lord knows how to deliver the righteous and reserve the wicked until the day of judgment. Amen. God knows how to take care of his own.
Yeah, Lord.
Though you feel you are left alone, you're not alone. For he has promised us, and promises cannot fail, brethren.
Amen.
He'll be with you until the end and carry you on the other side. And he'll let no evils come upon you because God is greater than all, brethren. There's no temptation taken man but that such as common unto man.
And
God's going to deliver, he said, where sin abound, grace much more abound. I'm thankful tonight. I sometimes don't know how to be thankful.
Nature,
I sometimes, Brother Terry, don't know how to pray.
No, I don't either.
Sometimes I pray and don't feel nothing, brother.
Right. Yeah.
I don't get a pray every time I pray.
No.
Sometimes just a word or two I can feel. Sometimes it's just words. But you know, brethren, God still requires you to make an effort.
Right.
Because God hears every cry, every word. He said, my ears everly open unto the righteous. And my eyes are over the rising. My ears open unto their cry. Though they cry day and night, he will hear and he will watch over them and all their trials and tribulations. And he will deliver them. I don't know where you got any trials or tribulations tonight. But for some reason, the Lord has let me speak these words tonight, brethren. Surely someone needs a little comforting word down deep in their heart.
Yeah, Lord.
Let them feel the presence of the Lord and know that he's that everlasting abider. If we can only hold on to the unchanging hand, he'll be there forever.
Yes, baby.
He's never coming. Yeah.